This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Racy Game. This is Frida Liu, and Andrew Chow from Idea Mart is here again, and we're discussing his new book, Social Media 24/7, which is also a series, and today is already part two. And today will be how to manage positive, neutral and negative comments on social media. And last week we covered about working with social brand ambassadors, but maybe just a quick recap for our discussion last week.
Yes, last week we talked about who are social brand ambassador, how do you identify them, how do you recruit them, and decide when do you know who to use at what stage of your product life cycle. So it's very interesting. Today, brands are no longer talking about themselves, they are recruiting people to talk about them so that they can connect with their fans.
All right, okay. So let's discuss this week now, managing positive, neutral and negative comments. Of course, everyone wants to know about the negative.
That's right.
But basically, how do you create meaningful conversation in social media for brands anyway?
Okay, I think first and foremost, before we even talk about conversation, I always say content is king, conversation is queen. So you need to have good content. But the minute when you have content, you definitely invite a lot of conversation or comments. Some of them we call it noises, some of them we call it value. But whatever it is, any comments will be valuable. And a lot of companies are very shy to get onto social media because they do not know how to handle comments. Actually, it's not only negative comments. Whether it's positive, neutral, or negative, you still have to handle it. So the trick is really to treat it like a conversation. So there are a few types of comments, and we're going to go into maybe positive ones first.
Right.
The positive ones, people say it's easy. We just say thank you very much, and that's it. Not true. When you have good comments, you got to amplify it. So it's just an amplifier. When someone says, well done, I really enjoy that, you know, and you guys are the best. Now, comments like this, you need to compile them. And if your comments is found on Facebook, you got to share it on your Twitter, write it on your blog, translate it to your newsletter, and encourage the staff so that the rest of the staff who is not on their social media platform in the company are aware that, hey, look, positive comments are coming in. We should be encouraged. See, a lot of times we keep quiet and we should let people know about it. But the in thing here is this, you should blow your own trumpet through your social brand ambassador, like what we talked about last week. So positive comments, it's a must. Now, some comments you may want to compile them, convert it to meaningful statistics, report it to your top management. Because they see big picture, they don't want to look at individual comments. Individual comments are best collected for training of your customer service staff at the ground level. So even for positive comments, you need to do a lot of things internally to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
You know, I'm just wondering also, sometimes is it an Asian thing or a global thing? You know, let's not blow our own trumpet, you know, thank you enough. You know what I mean?
Frida, actually, you have touched on a very, very salient point. The reason I think why in Asia, social media is not picking up much because sharing is not an Asia culture. We know how to sell, but we hardly know how to share. Now, the West is different. The West is very different.
It's true.
The more they share, the more elevated that they feel. The more they teach you, the better they feel. But not with the Asians. We know how to sell. We only share 20%. The West share 80% and only sell you 20%, but they charge you a full price because they share 80%. They share so much until you don't mind paying for the rest of 20%. But in Asia, it's different. Now, for example, you go to LinkedIn, you post a question under a relevant topic. Within 24 hours, many experts all over the world will be helping you. I rarely find Asians. Don't talk about Chinese. Seriously speaking, I'm a Chinese, but I find that a lot of people stepping forward are the Westerners.
I'm going to tease you. Is it a Singaporean Chinese?
Well, I think whether it's a Singapore Chinese or Malaysian Chinese or Asia Chinese, we are all very shy. Now, the thing is that we need to craft our message in such a way that we are sharing and not selling. That is the crux of the matter.
Okay, very interesting. So, okay, now that's
that is positive comments.
That's positive comments.
Now, neutral comments are actually a bit more tricky. Neutral comments, really, sometimes you don't know whether this person is for you, against you. He just put a comment. I always encourage my client when they look at comments like this is to find out whether they are your fans. Do you know him? If you do not know him and he's a prospect, he's a borderline case, convert him into a prospect,
right.
Convert him into a fan. Keep on engaging him in a positive way. Do not antagonize him. Interestingly, next week we'll talk about personality, but that's a topic for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for neutral comments, you got to make sure that someone is following up.
Right.
So he may be on the fence, he may be undecided. So when you see someone undecided, you got to convert them to your fence. Always draw people to your side.
And I guess it's like conversation. When someone says something very neutral and you just want to know more about that person, what the person's thinking about, being interested.
Yes. At least when you ask questions. Now, some people find it very, very impatient when people ask too many questions. Why can't you just read my website and so on? Now, the thing is when people are interested, they ask you many, many questions, even though the answers can be very obvious everywhere, right? But they still ask you because they just want to know. And the more they ask, the more others will know, because a lot of times we do not know the answers and we all shy to ask. When we see someone interested to ask, we all wait for the answers.
Yes.
Right? Oh, thank God this person asked a question. I always want to know. Right? But I'm shy to ask. Right? So we are shy to share. We're shy to ask. Somebody ask, somebody share. We all wait for the answers. So even when it's neutral comments, that is the time for you to sell.
Shy to ask.
So that is why share, the word sharing on social media is invented by the West. So we find it very foreign.
Right.
We only know how to sell. Now, here's the thing. When you answer, the whole world comes to the aha moment. Oh, now I know how to tell my friends about you. So when it's a neutral comment, that is the best way to carry on a conversation talking about yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And of course, everybody's dying to know about the negative comments. And we'll discuss that in just a moment.
Sure.
Andrew Cha from Idea Mart here with me in Racy Game, BFM 89.9. Good morning, this is Frida Liu and it's a Racy Game. I'm here with Andrew Chow from Idea Mart. We're discussing his new book, Social Media 24/7. We're also developing a series around this, and last week was working with social brand ambassadors. This week is how to manage positive, neutral and negative comments. And early on, of course, you shared with us about what to do when you get positive comments, what to do when you get neutral comments, which is really great. You know, I guess people never delve deep into this, and neutral can be positive down the road if we engage with them.
Right.
And you also shared some things about how Asians are shy to share and shy to ask.
Very interesting.
Yes,
very, very interesting. Now, before I dwell on how to handle or manage negative comments, where I'm getting is actually to encourage companies out there to draw out what I call a response strategy map. That means it's like a flow chart. If a comment is neutral, what do you do? Positive, what do you do? Negative, what do you do? It's set off a chain of actions and reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So for negative comments, first thing you need to ask, is it one of us? Is it our fans who post a negative comments? If it is our fans, good. Then ask yourself, what complaint usually they are complaints? So you got to check, what is the level of service is this person complaining about? Is it product? Is it customer service? Is it delivery? Is it quality? That means every department need to have one or two representative to be managing that platform, be it Facebook fan page or Twitter account or your blog, because everyone will post something regarding some aspect of the company. And not every one of us are expert in everything. You need the whole team to be in the social media space to monitor what is going on. So the minute when you see that, this is a keyword that is related to my department, I must act on it. So it exposes the company SOP, the standard operating procedure.
Right.
If the company is quick to respond, it shows on social media.
Uh-huh.
If the company is slow, it also shows. So social media exposed a company's culture, not enhanced it. It means if you lack of internal communication, the minute you get on social media, all your weaknesses are exposed.
True.
All right. So you got to draw out the response strategy map to make sure that your house is in order. Whenever a comment comes, you know how to handle it. So back to this topic about fans. If it's a complaint, if it's valid, act on it. Now, what happens if it is not your fans? You got to ask yourself, is the complaint or is the comment valid? If it's valid, still investigate. But if it's not valid, then you can do one of these two things. Number one is to delete. Then you can delete because it's not your fans, it is not valid, you can delete. Number two, you can ignore it. So a lot of people say, can I delete comments? Can I ignore comments? You can. If you have asked yourself these two or three questions, that you go down the line, is this one of us? Has he got a right to say this? Has he bought something? No. Is his complaint valid? Not valid. If it's just defamatory, we just ignore it. So that is a standard procedure. So if you draw out all these responses, it's like a decision tree.
Right.
Once you have that in place, mounted on the wall, and whoever has manning your customer service, Facebook wall, Facebook page, Twitter account, LinkedIn group, they know what to do. Even when the boss is not around, they know what to do because you have a map to follow. So it's very easy to manage comments. You just have to have a structure. So if you do not pay high emphasis on customer service, you go on social media, you may make a big mess out of it because you will respond as and when the way you feel like it on that day.
Yeah.
So another thing I want to say is managing social media comments requires a lot of EQ. Some of them are personal, but be personable. Don't get personal.
Okay. Be personable, don't get personal. And I think also at the same time, you have to be neutral in that sense, you know, as much as possible. Yes. Just an example of some of the things that actually happen. Sometimes we get comments on Facebook as well. You know, and the thing is, we don't do much with the positive comments. We say thank you.
That's right.
We say thank you very much.
That's right.
And with the negative comments, we do ask and find out a little bit more why it is. You know, sometimes people, obviously, you're on radio, you're on, you know, you're in public view. You're going to get these comments. And sometimes when we say, please explain, or how can we improve, and they can't answer, then there's really nothing much we can do.
That's right. I like to add on managing negative comments. Sometimes it's not good to engage in overly elaborated discussion, especially heated discussion on social media. Take it offline. So if you smell a bomb or a fire coming your way, contact the person and ask to chat offline. I'll give an example. There was this charity back from where I come from. There was a complaint, and the charity openly invited this person down for coffee so that this person can explain his position. So they do an open invitation on Facebook page. 1 week, he didn't show up. So the charity make a reminder. Another week, he didn't show up. And you know what the charity did after 2 weeks? Despite repeated reminder and invitation, Mr. So-and-so has not come to our office for T to explain his position. We now consider the matter closed. So there is a closure when people don't respond to your terms, your offer of goodwill. So it's like PR. It's like basic customer service.
Yeah.
You only need to know how to transpose it to social media and you'll be fine.
Okay, and I guess, right, with all this in place now, what is a posting schedule and how does this help to manage comments?
Okay, a posting schedule is actually what I saw in BFM page as well.
Because, oh, really?
Yes, so it's like 1 hour before the actual program, there will be a Twitter that links to the Facebook page out to remind people, okay, catch Angel Chow at 11 o'clock, right? At 10 o'clock, this message will come out. Now, all these are being scheduled. I think you guys use Hootsuite, which is a very good scheduling system where you just schedule all your messages. All right? You can schedule days in advance. You can monitor, you can track, you can even assign different members to manage the whole thing. So scheduling makes the fans keep on engaging you at regular interval. The comments are really ad hoc, really. You don't speak ad hocly as a page owner. You post regularly and you elicit response. And usually response comes in comments, questions, accusations sometimes, complaints. But that's life, right?
Yeah.
In real life, when you go for lunch, left side is rumor, right side will be gossip. So it's the same thing, right? So 8 out of 10. And actually, I just want to encourage everyone who are thinking about going to social media is that people talk about you negatively most of the time. The fact that they post something on your wall means they still want a relationship with you. They want a relationship. It's like it's like a marriage, you know, when they still quarrel, it's good. When there's no more talking, it's finished.
Sounds like cancer to me, though. No, but the thing is, okay, fine. And just a question about posting schedule. Yes, okay, it makes sense with a radio station like ours where we have interviews regularly. But, you know, some industries, do you need to post so many things?
Okay, the key word is to be regular. If you want to post once in 3 days, once in 5 days, no problem. Just do it. Some industry have very little content. It is just a matter of posting once a week. But your content has to be user content. Mm. It has to be interesting. It cannot be information that I can easily find on your brochure, on your website. It's really different. You've got to make it interesting.
Mm.
How to make it interesting? How to make people talk about you, gossip about you, spread rumors about you positively? That is the trick.
I think one of some of the sites that I go to actually that I like, it really has nothing deep in that sense, but cartoons come out every few days.
Yes.
Right? That's related to the particular product. And I just enjoy having good laugh with it and then share it.
Cartoons, infographics today are the two most important visuals that you need because of the presence and emergence of Pinterest,
right,
where people pin nice graphics every day.
Hmm.
So if you convert your content into cartoons, into motivation poster, into infographics, people find that, hey, I like to keep this. This is really cool.
This sounds like another topic all on its own.
That's right.
All right.
So how to create visual content is another story.
Another series.
It's another series.
Yeah, all right. And next week, of course, Andrew Chow will be back for around talking about his book and also the series Social Media 24/7. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart. And next week, you know, we talk about all these people. How do we identify the 9 different personalities associated with these comments? It's Race Game, BFM 89.9. And tomorrow's Race Your Game, Thaddeus Lawrence from Runaway Success Learning Practice returns for the 7 Principles of Peak Performance series. And we're on to number 6, Participation, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.